This episode is devoted to the fieldwork paper that Year 11 sat in the autumn term. And we're going to focus on two questions specifically, question 5.3 and 5.4. So let's start with 5.3, which is explain how one data presentation technique used in your physical geography inquiry helped you interpret the data. I think the very first thing we need to start off with is the fact that you should be underlining data presentation technique. There are a handful of you that misread the question and talked about data collection technique, which is a method. That isn't what the question's asking you to do. It's basically saying, how did you present the data you collected in your final write-up? So you're basically talking about graphs or maps. Most people who did well on this question talked either about the cross-profile diagrams that we drew using our width and depth data, or they talked about the OS map that was overlaid with pie charts showing sediment shape and also proportional circles. As an example now, I'm going to talk about the cross-profile diagrams. So how do you answer this question? I think the first thing I would do is I just state which data presentation technique I'm going to talk about. That might not necessarily gain you marks, but it makes it really clear to the examiner what you're talking about. So I'd say one presentation technique we used was to create cross-profile diagrams or cross-profile graphs showing the width and different depths for each of the four sites that we visited. How did that help me to interpret the data? Well, the first point I think I would make is that by using those graphs, by using the width and depth and plotting it as a graph, I would be able to then calculate the cross-sectional area. I could divide up that area that I've created on the graph into little trapeziums, add them together to create a really accurate cross-sectional area. Second thing I'd probably say is that I overlaid on top of that each graph, I overlaid some sediment size data as proportional squares. So what that's allowing me to do is to see the relationship between the different stages across the river, different points across the river, and the size of the sediment. That came in really useful at Crossways Farm because a lot of you found that the profile was asymmetrical and that the sediment size varied in association with that. So the deeper part of the channel, we had the larger sediment because there was the faster flow. It was a cross-section of a meander. A third point, and to be honest, a simpler point than the one I just mentioned, is that by graphing this up, the data becomes really visual. You can clearly see that at Broadmoor versus Crossways versus Abinger versus Shear, you can clearly see that the shape, the width, the depth, the whole size of the channel changes downstream. And that ultimately helps us to disprove hypothesis one, which is that there are no changes in the channel cross profile. So I think that is probably the biggest argument for using that technique. The other thing you can say is that because we used the same scale, particularly across the top and down the side, it meant that every graph was totally and utterly comparable with each other. You can compare them really, really simply. You can put them on top of each other if you want, or right next to each other, and it makes the comparison really easy. So by going through those points as concisely as you can, a lot more concisely than I've explained it to you, that's where you're going to get your full marks, your 6 out of 6. There's an element of evaluation within this question. It doesn't say evaluate your data presentation technique. But if you did criticise it in some way, I do think that's credit worthy. And certainly the mark scheme suggests that. Question 5.4. For one of your fieldwork inquiries, assess the extent to which the accuracy of the results and the reliability of the conclusions could be improved. Assess the extent to which the accuracy of the results could be improved. Let's start with that. To what extent are your results accurate? Well, let's take one particular set of results, which was the velocity results at each of the sites. It's fairly safe for us to say that our results aren't that accurate. And most of you were able to demonstrate in this question why. We used a dog biscuit to measure velocity. There are so many flaws in that method. It's quite a nice, easy starting point. Three things that you would immediately say. Number one, the dog biscuit was trapped, got caught in eddies and whirlpools, got caught by vegetation, therefore not accurately measuring the velocity of the river. Number two, it only measures the surface velocity. It doesn't measure the velocity within the body of the water, and that could be totally different. Number three, you had to mark out a 10-metre route along the water, and that was done really roughly, so the calculation isn't accurate. Three things are wrong with the accuracy. Therefore, the second part of the question is the reliability of the conclusions. Therefore, the conclusions can't be reliable. Or in the words that we used, our conclusions can't be valid. Not only that, but you need to kind of go further and understand the importance of that issue in your investigation. So if our velocity recordings are massively inaccurate, we're using that to calculate discharge as well. So there's a multiple effects that this has had, and basically pulls into focus that a huge part of our investigation it doesn't really work. So you need to identify all of that in order to then say, this is the improvement I'd make. And again, lots of you are able to say, rather than using the humble dog biscuit, we need to use a flow meter. A flow meter is simply a stick with an impeller on the end of it, kind of like a propeller, but it doesn't propel anything, it just spins. And as it spins, there's a little circuit board that measures the speed at which it's spinning. So you get a nice digital readout on a display. The benefits of this are that it measures velocity at all the different points in the river. It's not affected by vegetation or chance whirlpools or eddies. So it's going to give you much more accurate results. And they're not that expensive either. Okay, so we've identified all the problems with our method, the results that we got. We've said that it's basically made our conclusions invalid because there were so many issues with the accuracy of the results. And now what we've said is how we would improve it using a particular type of equipment, giving a good reason for why that is a good improvement. And then we can go and say that that would then make our conclusions way more reliable. If you can do that, on that first page, you will be in level 3. And then if you have time, I would move on to a second point if you can. But there's one thing you mustn't forget. The question says, assess the extent to which. What it's looking for is some kind of judgment at the end. So just a little sentence at the end, just summarising what you found out. In the case of the velocity, our summary would be that the inaccuracy of our results was to such an extent that it totally made our conclusions invalid, and therefore this improvement would be wholly necessary if we were to do this investigation again.